lordship.
To your lordship.
Do I hear from you?
Do I hear from you?
And when I hear?
And when I hear?
Do I submit?
Do I submit?
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
Are you really Lord?
Are you really Lord?
Are you really the general manager?
Are you really the general manager?
Or am I still in charge?
Or am I still in charge?
And pushing the buttons.
Pushing the buttons.
Making things happen.
Making things happen.
So I can stay comfy.
So I can stay comfy.
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
It's about your plan for me.
It's about your plan for me.
It's a plan to bless me.
It's a plan to bless me.
It's a plan to change me.
It's a plan to change me.
From all of the authorities that I've had.
From all of the authorities that I've had.
Yes, many demon spirits had their way.
Yes, many demon spirits had their way.
As I walked with you.
As I walked with you.
Now.
Now,
the rubber meets the road.
The rubber meets the road.
It's today.
It's today.
And I'm going to claim,
and I'm going to claim
that if you are the Lord,
I
will listen to what you say. Here's what you say. John chapter 14.
John chapter 14.
Verse 27. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm hearing, Lord.
I'm hearing, Lord.
This is what you said.
This is what you said.
Peace I leave with you.
Peace I leave with you.
My own peace.
My own peace.
I now give.
I now give.
And bequeath to you.
And bequeath to you.
Not as the world gives.
Not as the world gives.
Do I give to you.
Do I give to you.
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
Neither let it be afraid.
Neither let it be afraid.
Stop allowing yourselves.
Stop allowing yourselves.
To be agitated.
To be agitated.
And disturbed.
And disturbed.
And do not permit.
And do not permit.
Yourself to be fearful.
Yourself to be fearful.
And intimidated.
And intimidated.
And cowardly.
And cowardly.
And unsettled.
And unsettled.
You heard me tell you.
You heard me tell you.
I'm going away.
I'm going away.
And I'm coming back to you.
And I'm coming back to you.
If you really love me.
If you really love me.
You will. You would have been glad.
You would have been glad.
Because I'm going to the Father.
Because I'm going to the Father.
And the Father is greater.
And the Father is greater.
And mightier than I.
And mightier than I.
But I'm sending you.
But I'm sending you.
The Comforter.
The Comforter.
The Counselor.
The Counselor.
The Helper.
The Helper.
The Intercessor.
The Intercessor.
The Advocate.
The Advocate.
The Strengthener.
The Strengthener.
The Standby.
The Standby.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit,
whom the Father will send,
whom the Father will send,
in my name,
in my name,
in my place,
in my place,
to represent me,
to represent me,
and act upon my behalf,
and act upon my behalf.
He will teach me,
he will teach me,
all things,
and he will cause me,
and he will cause me,
to recall,
and remind me,
and remind me,
and bring to my remembrance,
and bring to my remembrance.
Everything he told us.
Everything that he told us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
Thank praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh. Yeah. That's medicine, isn't it?
Amen.
This is the gospel.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Take that 3 times a day, out loud, and you will change your day.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
I just quoted it to you from the Amplified because he had me there yesterday morning and he was pushing my buttons. And it's my turn to push your buttons.
Amen.
To make you see that the more you listen to your emotions, death will take over. Amen. Despair will be your friend. Fear will rule and overrule you until you have no victory in the end.
That's right.
That's his purpose. See, we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses that are in the heavenly realms, but we're also surrounded by demons who are having a party.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
And nobody wants to talk about it. Because the minute you say something positive, they want to spit at you.
That's right.
Yeah. Why? Did you ever figure out why? You're pulling them out of their comfort zone. They've already settled who they're serving. And when they've settled who they're serving, who are you to tell them otherwise?
Daughter of the living God.
Yes. So you're ordained of the Lord to speak up.
That's right.
That was one of the messages on Dr. Walnau. He said, I'm going to share a little bit of what he shared, which was kind of cool. In 2015, he wrote the book because he had had a word about King Cyrus and Isaiah 45. And if you look that up, that's the word that came to him before Trump was actually being, let's say, a contender. All right? And he had no knowledge of him. But he ended up finding himself in Trump Towers with an invitation. And he couldn't figure out how anybody got his name and how God had made it a way for him to be in Trump Towers with a whole group of people, and many of them believers. So this is what he recounted. He said, he's got the invitation, and he's still saying in his brain, you know, he has a box too, in case that might help you. What am I doing here? I'm in downtown New York. I don't want to be here. I haven't got anything for these people, and I'm not knowing anybody, and I want to go home where it's safe and comfy. So in the elevator, several people got off, and finally there's only one man who had greeted him at the door and said, welcome. So now he's alone in the elevator with this gentleman. He said, by the way, are you sure, because he had the list of all the people that are invited. Are you sure my name is on this list? So the gentleman says, absolutely, because I'm the one that put your name there. Mm. Well, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, I shook my head. Well, where in the world did I meet you? Well, he says, I met you in a garage where there was a group of believers in Florida. And I listened to what you had to say. And I'm in charge of Paula White's affairs, and I was given the list, and I could invite anyone I wanted to, and I invited you because I know you have something to say.
Wow. Amen. Nice. Amen.
Nice, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so he goes in, and he remembered, and he made this comment. He said, I remember when I got that invitation from Florida. And I said to the Lord, I don't want to go to Florida. And the Lord said, but you have to. He didn't say you will. He says you have to. See, a divine appointment is orchestrated for you to be here today, to listen to this, and hopefully to make up your mind not to be like the rest of this world.
Amen.
Because you are living in a different kingdom. So, he said he went because the press of the Lord was that strong. Did God have an awareness that he needed him as part of the orchestration that would bring this man alive for our country to be set free in multiples of levels?
Yes, of course.
God knew it. But let's be honest, okay? Lance did not know it. Lance had no clue. All he had was a word from the Lord. That's all he had. All right. So now he gets into this big, huge room. I don't know how many people are there. He didn't go into details of that. So he's saying, you know, okay, where do I sit? I don't know anybody here. I feel out of my place. So he sees at the back of the room, the last chair in the corner, that's where I'm going to go. So I can get out if I need to. So he sits there, and he's sitting there, and of course, this one speaks, and that one speaks, and the president comes, president-to-be, comes out with his mother's Bible. Oh. Sets it down in front of all these people, and many of them preachers. So he sits down, and of course now, Lance is saying to himself, what am I really here for? Well, I must be supposed to intercede. So he's begin to pray in the spirit inside his heart because he doesn't know what else to do. So all these big names, people, you know, like ministries and different high position people in the Christian realm, have their say, and they're telling the president-to-be to tone it down. You know, you're killing yourself. You're shooting yourself in the leg. Don't do this. What you're doing is wrong. So he says, the president listened to all these people. They all had, you know, trying to tell him how to do things. He said, I have one word for you guys. You forgot how to be men. You're a bunch of chickens, basically. And all the clucking is not going to change your future. You need to stand tall and become what you are and who you are. And I'm using words that are identifying with me. Okay? So he said, when you don't confront, you become a servant. And you need to confront. Gail is a testimony of that. She's learning how to confront and to say, no, I don't agree. I had the same thing in my house not too long ago. No, I don't agree. Well, why? Well, if they open their mouth wide when they say why, I'm going to give them the truth. And the truth will not only set them free, it'll keep me free.
Amen.
See, the spirit of truth and counsel is in you. And when you decide to use it as a tool, you will change your future. You will change your day. Instead of cowering in the couch and covering yourself with a blanket, you know, that's not life.
That's right.
You were not designed to be a couch potato covered by Dr. Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it.
Amen.
Okay? You're not designed for that. You're designed to be a man and a woman of God, available for him to speak through you.
Amen.
Amen.
And to put the enemy on the flight.
Amen.
If you don't speak, you will become a subject.
That's right.
A slave. Amen. Romans 6:16 says you're a slave to whom you submit to.
That's right.
This person was chosen by God to stand against all the forces of darkness in Washington and New York. Okay?
Praise God.
That's why the war is on. Okay? So, everybody's spoken. And Lance is finally, you know, just about calming down because he can tell things are winding down. He's going to relax now. All right? He's interceded. And here comes the man with the list. He says, Mr. Lance, Dr. Lance Wallnau, would you come up and address the family here? And he said, I had no idea what I was going to say, but instantly I heard Psalm 81, when you open your mouth, I will fill it.
Mm. Amen. Praise God. Yep.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry at all.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Why should you be sorry?
I know that game.
You gave yourself away there, girl.
Praise the Father.
So, he spoke what he was told to speak, and several months later he gets another invitation, which he's certainly not too happy about, because he knows the pressure that's involved, okay? So he's going for round two. This time it's with Black Ministries and Black pastors and evangelists and people from the black community that the president-to-be has invited. Okay? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
You are. Am I doing okay?
You're doing fine.
Okay. So bottom line.
Suppressing my chuckles.
Huh?
I'm suppressing my chuckles.
I like that.
So I get excited because I've been there. I've lived through this in the 90s. And saying to myself, why would you send me? Why? And the Lord would say to me, it's because it's my choice. If I'm the Lord, I can do as I please with you.
Amen.
You're my son, and therefore sons take instructions from the Father and the Spirit within you.
Yes.
Amen.
Ah.
And the sons represent the Father.
And they reflect the
yes.
Father.
Amen. He's not just sending you, he's sending him through you.
Yeah.
Amen.
So now, he gets this invitation. He's surrounded by the black community. So I have nothing against them. But by this time, he's already being very aware and convinced that the Isaiah 45 is a reality. But he's never really spoken it. It was like, this is my little gift, you know, from God, and I'm going to hold it. Well, at the end of that meeting, again, Dr. Wallnau, we know you have something to say. And the president is, I think at that point, president-elect. Or close to it.
Candidate, I think.
Huh?
I think candidate, not president-elect yet.
No, he wasn't president-elect at that point. But
so,
candidate, but whichever, it doesn't really matter. The bottom line is, now Lance looks at him in the eyes and said, you are that man that God has chosen, and you will be the 45th president. And he gives him Isaiah 45. But he said, I'm going to tell you something. Because that day, he had walked in with his mother's Bible again.
Yeah.
Okay? And he said, you don't know the guy who wrote that. Mm. But you will.
Amen.
Mm. See, being bold to that degree takes a Holy Spirit encounter.
Amen.
Okay? And, but he had to speak it. And he gave him whatever else that the Lord gave him. And they prayed whatever needed to be prayed. Then the president turned around and he said, I like what you said about me. Now, he wasn't president yet. But you know what that meant to me? It meant the fruits of obedience. The fruits of obedience. This morning, the Lord had me up and took my shower quite a bit earlier than normal. Did things differently. I don't know why. We're on a different situation. And I got here early. I was around 20 after 9, quarter past 9, whatever. I'm walking into the building and I meet this young man that his father's a pastor that I've known for a number of years. And I haven't talked to him one-to-one since we had the tent meeting, the 99 tent meeting. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I did pray for him at that point. So now we're in the hallway. And of course, at that time, he was a very young teenager. Now, I don't know exactly how old he is, but I would say 20-ish, maybe a little over. So we have conversation. And I joked with him a little bit. And then the Lord said, you're to pray for him. So we're out in the hallway here. And I said, I have a sense we're supposed to pray. Oh, he says, okay. I mean, the conversation isn't about prayer. So anyway, he gave me some advice, and of course, out of my mouth comes, and I saw a snap vision, and I described what the vision was, and I gave him the words that matched it. Now he's ready to, let's say, change colors, because the Lord has exposed his heart beautifully and created a confirmation to a dream. And an experience that he's had is identified to the letter. And he is really shaken on the interior. So we ended up praying again, because now he's having, you know, a download to me of what was revealed. And he said, nobody could know that except God. I said, well, he tattles. Why am I saying that? Because he was going to the third floor and I was coming down to the first floor, so he was going to wait for the elevator. I said, no, come on. I said, it's time for you to go down before you go up. And I said, basically, I'm thinking that's prophetic. And so, to long story short, as I leave the elevator, Holy Spirit says to me, now do you know why you were early? Why were you here early? You see, that word could change that young man's life from ho-hum to a joyful place.
Absolutely.
Ho-hum is not what God wants for you.
Amen.
The reason you're here this morning is to realize that the word of the Lord is truth. So I want you to go back now to John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I'm using the Amplified because I'm stressing the extra words because the Lord said it was important. Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Isn't that a new concept? Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places, homes. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I am going away to prepare a place for you. When and if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come back again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may all be also. And to the place where I am going, you know the way. And of course, Thomas said, here we go, Thomas. Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by and through me. If you had known me and had learned to recognize me, I like the part, had learned to recognize. See, if you learn to recognize that you are at the right place, at the right time, giving a word of life to a person who's ho-hum, you change their day and you change their family by truth.
Amen.
You change their day and you change their life by truth.
Amen.
Because the Father is in you. From now on you know him and you have seen him. Of course, Philip pipes up, said to him, Lord, show us the Father, because cause us to see the Father. That is all we ask. Then we shall be satisfied. I mean, that's me. I relate to Philip.
Yep.
Jesus replied, have I been with you, with all of you, for so long a time, and do you not recognize and know me yet? I love the yet part, right, because it's kind of a dig.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up!
Right. Amen.
Okay? And anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
Amen.
Woo-hoo!
Wow.
How can you say then, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? What I am telling you, I do not say on my own authority and my own accord, but the Father who lives continually in me does the work. His miracles, his own deeds of power. Believe me that I am in the Father and that the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. If you cannot trust me, at least let these works that I do in my Father's name convince you. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. Back that one up. Verse 12. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. You see, religion takes every piece of that information and cancels it by traditions of men. And we call it relational relationships with my faith or the faith of. And they, you know, if it's the faith of a Pentecostal, the faith of a Protestant, or the faith of a Catholic, what kind of junk is that?
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It misleads the people. That word right there can change your future if you believe what it says. Steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And he will do even greater things than these because I go to the Father. And I myself will grant whatever you may ask in my name, presenting all I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in, through the Son.
Amen.
In and through the Son. I had a dream this morning. In the dream, I have a sense that I'm at St. Anne's Church, where I was for many years. But for some odd reason, it's not really St. Anne's Church. It's different. We had many healing services in that building. We had many miracles in the cellar, because that's where we were allowed to meet. But once a month, we had a healing service. And obviously, it was very different to watch the different people that were set free. And I remember one particular lady. She was a Polish lady from Bonsville. And every time we had a service for healing, she would show up. As far as prayer meetings, she didn't come. But whenever we had a healing service on a Sunday night, that was the night for that. And I remember her standing in front of me, and I've got a bottle of oil. And I heard that I needed to back up and that she was to follow me. You see, listening and obeying is as simple as what I'm describing to you. The nudge to stop right now came with a snap vision of the dream. Why am I explaining it to you? Because it's that simple. It is not complicated to follow the Lord. It is not complicated to listen to his instructions. So I backed up, and the lady went forward, and I went to put the oil on, and the Lord said, through my mouth, every demon bows its knee to the name of Jesus, and she, boom.
Nice.
Okay? Down she went. When she got up, she was totally delivered. God had done a clean sweep. She was an arthritic person. She had all kinds of aches and pains, and she's literally, don't remember all the details, but set free.
Amen.
Didn't see her for like maybe 15 years. And one day, I don't even remember where I was. It could have been Walmart. It could have been anywhere. But she came up to me and she said, I'm still free. Now, I don't remember the lady. I'm still free. What God did 15 years before, he kept her free. Hear me. She said, I never forgot. When are you having another healing service? And I'm thinking about your word coming back from the hallway the other night. Healing rooms. You know, healing rooms are available anywhere in your house or in somebody else's house when you're there. That's because you carry the anointing. You don't need to wait for me. You don't need to start looking at the other person. Look at your neighbor right now. Say, I don't need to look at anybody. The same Holy Ghost that was in Philip
is in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes. You are the anointed one.
Amen.
See, you don't need to put it to someone else. Because we always have a tendency, well, you pray for him. Because you're more holy than I am. Right. Yeah, I got more holes than you. Yes. Okay? I'm full of holes. I see holes all over the place. But I don't concentrate on them. I concentrate on what he's given me, and that's life, and life to the fullest. He gave me his spirit. He's living inside of me.
Amen.
I don't have to look for the other guy. I'm it.
Right on.
Okay? I am the one that's anointed. Oh, my God. I just hit a brick wall right now. Close your eyes. Don't look around. Say, I am the one that's anointed.
I am the one that's anointed.
Whether I believe it in my head or not.
Whether I believe it in my head.
It doesn't change the fact.
It doesn't change the fact.
Holy Ghost is inside of me.
Holy Ghost is inside of me.
If I steadfastly believe.
If I steadfastly believe.
He himself.
He himself.
Will be able to do.
Will be able to do.
That's me.
That's me.
Myself.
Myself.
Will be able to do.
Will be able to do.
Greater things than these.
Greater things than these.
Because Jesus is with the Father.
Because Jesus is with the Father.
That ought to take care of a mountain of unbelief.
Yes, praise God.
All right? That will take care of it. Because you see, we had somebody that had a test yesterday. Unexpected. And John called and we prayed. And we have an issue right now that needs to be prayed up. Joe is in a test that was unexpected. And I believe that God has got him in a place where he's going to be a testimony.
Amen.
To those that are around him and have, let's say, connected with him. You see, what people think is a bad thing sometimes is the very thing that will put you at the right place at the right time for the purposes of God to be ordained.
Amen.
All right? And so, again, recognizing there's no accidents with God.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
Now, I want you to go back to verse 14.
Amen.
Yes, I will grant, will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, presenting all I am. If you really love me, you will keep and obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and Standby,
Amen.
That he may remain with you part-time.
Forever.
Oh, you want the regular word? I like part-time because, you see, I'm a part-time believer.
Mm.
I only do when I feel right.
Mm.
I only do when it's the right kind of sunshine out.
Will you do that, Rhoda, and let me know how that's all working out for you?
Thank you for carrying that one right up. If you guys are alive, you should have spoken right now with Lisa.
Amen.
Okay? See, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, and the standby, that he may remain with you forever.
Amen.
That includes eternity.
Yes. Which we're already in.
Yes, and we're already living in it.
Right.
We switched kingdom when we went into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him, nor know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you.
Amen. Amen.
See, this is written before Pentecost.
Mm.
After Pentecost, things changed. Yes. Holy Spirit came inside.
Amen. Right. Amen.
And he's inside of me, and I know he is.
Yes.
And even when I was a young believer, baptized in the Holy Ghost, I saw samples of boldness come out of my mouth that would literally leave me shaking. And I can remember there was quite a season we met in a small house. It used to be a duplex. And it was converted into a nunnery. So the kids' teachers were living in that little convent, they called it. And we had an entrance that went off the sidewalk. There were three steps and a doorway, and then there was like a little tiny foyer, and then there were two doors, one to the library and one to the room that we used for a meeting room. And we had been baptized in the Holy Ghost maybe, I don't know, I'm guessing. If it was 3 months, it was good. So I had an experience with Holy Ghost for me roughly for 3 months. And so my buddy was the one that was giving the message, and we had a person that was agitated. So it was an agreed thing that, you know, if someone was having a hard time, I was kind of the one that would be taking the person by the hand and go out into that little foyer so we wouldn't disturb the meeting, because it was in the back. So Carol and I, and I believe Irene, and maybe one more, took the person and we went out into that little foyer, and I said, I think we need to pray for you. And the person was really under a lot of demonic activity, okay? And it was pretty evident. So I took the person's hand and I began to pray, and of course the heavenly language comes out. And the next thing you know, this person is on the floor.
Mm.
That had never happened before. That was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
When something first happens, you think the enemy would try to run in the opposite direction. You know what he said to me? Now you're really holy. The tears started to roll out of my eyes. Now, see, I thought that was God. That was coming from hell itself.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Right in the midst of a nice experience, he comes to steal from you.
Wow.
Try to make you proud of who you are now.
Because that he knows that stops the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Wow. Get that pride in there. It'll just stop this thing, bud.
Stop, steal, and destroy.
Why do I love you?
Can I go back to that?
Oh, you can back it up? Yes, you can. Go ahead.
To verse 16.
Yes.
And I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. One thing he doesn't say there is doer.
Mm. Yes.
We're the doer.
Yes, and you have to make a decision.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't make the decision, you'll never do it.
But many pray, oh, Lord, you know, have your way.
Yeah.
But don't actually take a step.
Amen. To actually do what he says.
Amen.